All right. It's 7 p.m. Do I hear a motion to begin the meeting?
Make a motion to open the meeting.
All right. Thank you, Commissioner Hall. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Maupin. First on the agenda is Pledge of Allegiance.
Yes, sir.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Do a moment of silence before we begin. We do have some guests here. They must have stepped out for a minute.
It's time to meet
them. Yeah. So, let's go ahead and I know that the one wants to say something, so let's go ahead and at least get started. Everybody read the minutes. I noticed that the one commissioner wasn't in there, so.
Well, I can't help it.
I
never got a reply back from nothing.
Okay. All right. So is there any corrections or anything that needs to be adjusted on the minutes? If not, do I hear a motion to accept the April 19th city meeting minutes?
Make a motion.
All right. Thank you, Commissioner Metcalf. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Commissioner Adams. All those in favor say aye.
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 All opposed? All right. Yeah. All right. Everybody get a copy of the financial reports? Another great job by Mr. Small.
How can you never say that the meetings were not a great job of meeting? Another great job on the meeting.
Well, thank you. She knows I know. She does a good job.
I don't include you.
Yeah. So, do I hear a motion to accept the financial reports for April 2022?
I'll make a motion.
Thank you, Commissioner Metcalf. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Commissioner Adams. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? All right. That's done. Are the invoice stuff going around?
Yeah, far as me.
Okay. All right. So we got the invoice stuff going around.
Mm-hmm. I think we'll get an agenda.
Okay. Here comes our guest. You got one on your paper.
I didn't see it. I think you took it away.
All right.
You took it away and gave me something else.
No, I just happened to have a copy of it on the back sheet. Okay. All right. We're going to go ahead and go into the city attorney's report. I want to bring up this 2016 North Cumberland Drive problem. On one of the pages, there is a listing. It's an Excel spreadsheet. It's the last page that I gave y'all. That shows that this resident has 4 years of unpaid or delinquent taxes. And we got an email from Steve this afternoon indicating that she couldn't make a payment in June. I'm going to bring this up. How did you get that information today? about Miss Ray.
I called her.
Okay. So you called her on the phone?
I called her yesterday.
Okay. Well, we need to start using official city communications with her.
You mean letters?
Yeah. And the reason being is, she's going to keep making excuses. She's lied to me before when we sent out a notice saying that the home was vacant. She told me it wasn't. And she continues not to pay her bills that the delinquency on. I've also got something I want to talk to you after me that has to do with the liens. I think during our last conversation, it was mentioned that she was going to get a home equity loan.
Yes.
She hadn't done it.
I didn't know. I mean, I don't know.
Because it would be on the clerk's website. Anytime you take out an equity line, they...
No, it would be the court.
Yeah, it's not there.
Okay.
Okay? So, again, this is the problem. This continues to be a problem. And it's not just this property. This just happens to be one that we get complaints about.
What are the complaints?
She has a old Mustang sitting in the driveway with a raggedy old cover on it.
What about calling 311?
She has notice. She has filed an appeal, and the appeal date is until August.
There's nothing we can do, Bob. Unless you want to enact our ordinance, our nuisance ordinance, which means that they're not going to do anything downtown, so we have to...
No, they're doing it. They have been doing something. Yeah. The problem is she's put an appeal, and they won't write up that raggedy cover on that Mustang anymore.
Well, but see, that's all part of the citation, I would think, isn't it?
It's part of the citation, but it ought to be corrected. I mean, would they get away with that in Indian Hill? Would they get away with it in Indian Hill?
Well, I think that they have a self-governing body which would take care of it. We don't.
But if you lived next door to it, how would you feel?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't feel good about it. I mean, the guy across the street is leasing. The guy's a doctor. Makes $500,000 a year. He's leasing the house. And I mean, just recently, he had den lines and grass up this high. I would say something to him. He said, "Get it done." And the day after Derby, Monday after Derby, he has someone out over there doing it. And that was a soul in my
the thing is it's dragging down the neighborhood. Okay? It's one of the worst pieces of property in the neighborhood.
She must then have other citations for
gutters
and all.
Yeah, she's got a whole list of stuff.
Well, that's the problem, Bob, because she doesn't make that much money.
Now, why is
she living there or not living there?
She's not living there. Okay, she's not married, she's not living there. And she's living in a minimum of $1,300 a month rent.
Okay.
Somewhere over off of Hirschburg. And the new apartment complex is over there. I don't remember.
Okay, I think you have to let the Congress, the Metro government citations for the,
right,
for the condition of that car and the condition of the house to them. Ultimately, they're going to force...
Well, she's got two other fines that were issued in 19 and 20 that they got liens on her house for.
They're probably
same thing.
Liens for
not paying the fines, right?
So
but now she's appealed. All I got to say is, and unless I hear different from the commission, we need to be dealing with her in written notice.
Okay.
Not on the phone, not in text, not in emails. Okay, she needs to be dealt with officially by this, from the city. Okay? All right. The other thing is I wanted to update on the Oldham County case we had.
The guy no longer lives in that house.
He no longer lives in that house, and also, when I sent the email to the, what are they
called? He's
been
gone a good while, has he?
Well, no, he's only been gone since the end of February. But the circuit attorney, what do they call that?
County attorney.
Yeah, county, no, district. Whatever.
It's called the county attorney for district court.
Okay.
And
she, when I sent that email to her, she worked on getting Ethan, part of his bond is he's not allowed to enter city ordinance house. And I'd like for you to try to do that with some of our other people downtown Jefferson, or in Jefferson County, with some of these county attorneys, district attorneys, because
there has to be a criminal action to do that. See, the county attorney was able to do that because there was an active case in criminal court.
And we got a new one in Worthington Hills that's two juveniles, and it's getting got the information.
So what is so? Can you give me the name?
We're going to give you this all that information.
That is not public record. It's not public record.
We're going to get them banned from coming in the city of Worthington Hills.
Why are you going to do that?
Well, we'll find a way, okay? Because they have been a problem.
Okay, number one,
they stole the vehicle.
Juvenile records are not public. They're not open to the public.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Well, I'm not sure one of them is a juvenile.
Okay,
take
you at face value. If you give me a name, I can find out.
Well, no, I don't know what the names are yet.
Okay.
I'm just saying, we've got another case that pertains to stolen vehicle.
Okay, they were charged with?
They got caught in the stolen vehicle.
Okay.
And basically, that's, and these two also were caught with something else. I don't remember what all, drugs and something else. But anyhow, we'll find out.
Mayor Bumper sticker for Mayor Bob Stone.
So anyhow, I just wanted to update the defendant from the Old County Home Incarceration is restricted from being in City of Worthington Hills as a bond condition. So it was pretty bad. Anyhow. All right.
You give me the names, I'll look at
it. I know you will. Okay. I know we have guests here who have...
Hello?
Yes, we're residents.
Yeah. Well, I know.
Yes. Yes.
We've
lived in the Worthington Hills over 45... It was something else then.
Not like that.
Oh,
over
right.
45 years, we've lived in our...
Combined home. Years? Or?
No, to get single. Wow. My guys got married together.
45
years.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Well, we want to give you the opportunity. You weren't in here earlier,
okay.
So we've got a few minutes, but we've got to keep it short than that because we've got a lot of business. Okay.
What recourse do we have when, you know, I live in a court. Courts are not that big. And on a given Saturday or whatever it was, there were 12 motorcycles in the court. Revving, you know how motorcycles like to rev up their engine, and they were blocking one neighbor's driveway. He couldn't have drove in or out if he had wanted to. And you know, the noise was enough. So, what do we do with when
you can call? You can call dispatch. You can call police dispatch.
Is that 911?
No, you can't call that one. Mm-hmm. You just call regular dispatch.
Just make sure you tell them it's non-emergency.
Yeah.
Right.
And
what number do we call?
I got it.
You give your reporting saying what non-emergency or this isn't.
Okay, here's what you want.
Okay.
Okay. I know as soon as I hit this, it's going to dial.
What is the address of the person we're visiting?
12,007.
Okay. 502.
Oh, okay.
574.
Mm-hmm.
2111.
Okay.
And then when you get to that, when they start talking,
mm-hmm.
Wait a few seconds and hit number 5.
Okay, and then number 5.
Right, that'll get you to dispatch.
Okay.
Okay. Tell them you need an officer out there There is a noise ordinance. Okay? If they were ribbing and you can hear them in your house, they're violating the noise ordinance.
Yes.
Take out your phone and put it in high volume and record the sound.
Okay.
You can do it. Take a video of it.
Okay.
Which will capture the sound.
Right. Okay. I can go outside and do that.
Yeah. And they would, once you have that, when the police officer shows up, you can show him the video.
The video. Okay.
Another thing you can do, don't get yourself in trouble or mad, but you should go over here and try to get the license plate numbers on those motorcycles.
Oh, well, I don't know if I want to walk up to those motorcycles.
That is so odd, they were in my neighborhood, too.
Were they?
When was this? This was the Sunday after Derby.
Okay.
They all pulled in our court
for Derby.
This happened April the 12th.
Okay.
I write down everything.
Okay. Yeah.
They were, and a cul-de-sac has a very narrow opening to get
back to the house.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
And so if an emergency vehicle tried to come to the house, they couldn't do it.
Right.
The street I'm talking about is a horseshoe, and they clogged that whole horseshoe up.
Really?
And they only sat there for like 20 minutes.
That's long enough, though.
And then they all took off.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I don't know of any of my neighbors that were riding with them.
Our neighbor is a part of that whatever
that
it was.
Where
is
it? Yeah. Okay.
12002
Street.
Rustwood
Court.
Mm-hmm. 12002.
No, 007.
Oh, 07?
This is the guy that has the motorcycles.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I know you're talking about across the street from me. He's 12. He's still an eyesore, but.
Is he an owner or a rental?
This guy that with the motorcycles is the owner.
But 1202 is a rental property.
That's one we had problems with years ago.
And now, he still likes to drip. He'll put it there and then he'll move it. He still likes to park his car up on the yard.
Yeah, we know.
I know. And have you? What do you do with that?
Well, if it starts rutting the lawn, you can report it to 311.
311 for the lawn.
Yeah, that's if they start rutting the lawn.
Well, I never get close enough to. I don't walk them.
Well, you will know if they're wetting the lawn.
Okay.
Because
the track marks of them.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And Dennis was saying her.
I read something in here that you're not supposed to have anything between the sidewalk and the street.
And
everything's supposed to be parallel. And everything he's done has been.
He put in a landlord, so what do we do?
I mean, is there a fine? How do you stop that? And they're doing something there.
He's friends with the landlord.
He works for his landlord.
There's not anything we can do after they put the gravel down.
What do you mean there's nothing you can do?
Mm-hmm. There's nothing the city can do because we don't control that part.
One of our ordinances. What are yours?
They're not taking city ordinance violations downtown. They're not doing it.
Right.
Who's not taking them downtown?
It's the court system downtown.
Yeah, we can't. If we write them up, we have to go downtown to prosecute them.
They won't prosecute them.
Well, they're not worth the paper they're on.
Right.
Exactly.
There's an old county in a beautiful home on all kinds of land there.
And this is a rental property?
Mm-hmm. This is rental property.
This isn't the motorcycle property.
No, this is not the motorcycle property. This is rental property.
What's that address?
12002.
And who's the owner?
Oh, I don't know.
And where's the
he has a boat.
Now the boat
you can take care of with 311 because the boat is not supposed to be in front of the facade of the house.
It's not.
It's in the driveway.
Right.
But part of it's sticking out.
Right,
front.
Part of it's sticking
and
out.
And you can call 311 on that.
311 on the boat, huh?
Yeah.
So the tenant of this, of the owner that works for the owner.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, he does.
Now here's my business card. You can send me pictures.
Okay. But then I'll take pictures and send them.
And then send them to me. All right.
Okay.
How
right.
many people live in that house?
I don't know.
We have no idea. And that's another thing. We have tried to talk with. I've called code enforcement on a number of houses because we're single family homes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? They changed the definition of what a family is.
Okay.
Downtown.
Okay.
Thanks to your body downtown. Okay. So. As it is right now, and part of the reason why we have so many cultural people that had their family move in, and so they bowed down, and now we're stuck with it in our simple family.
So it could be 50 people in
there. Well, no, they still have a square footage per room. In other words, two people in one bedroom is all that will fit. Nobody can be sleeping on the couch, or in the living room, or in the kitchen, okay? Their state code has square footage, and so does Louisville Metro has square footage per room and the amount of people that can be in it. Each person has a particular amount of square footage for living space and bedroom.
Okay. Two people per bedroom.
Basically, it's going to be two people. Now, if you have two children, okay, when you're talking children, I think you can get three in one of the bedrooms.
Okay.
But they have to be the bigger of the bedrooms, not that smaller one, and then three bedrooms home, so.
Okay, one more thing.
Uh-huh. Can you all hear me?
Yeah, now we can.
Hey, listen, the 12002, the owner's name is Brian Arnold.
How you spell last name?
Arnold.
A-R-N-O-L-D.
Arnold.
Okay. What address?
12002.
Brian,
B-R-I-A-N-A-R-N-O-L-D.
Okay,
he's been an issue before. This house has been an issue before.
Yeah.
I think he's out in Crestwood or out in Oldham County.
He lives in
Oldham County. We passed it.
Right. He has another piece of property in our subdivision, and they put the parking in the back of the home. You can see it from the street, and I don't know what street. You know,
and
there are three or four places in the back. So
if you let me know, let me know what the problems are, and I'll contact Arnold so they can give the citizen,
And I'm
afraid of. We buy houses. There's a sign that says that when they do that, they don't care what they put into your neighborhood and buy, and that's scary.
I'm getting the phone calls. I've told them they can have mine for $1 million.
But
yeah.
so they have the right to put their sign up. We buy houses.
No, really.
We buy houses.
Where is the sign?
On Halifax.
Right.
But he owns that house, and he's also got it for sale.
Okay. So he can put.
Yeah. He owns that house.
Okay. So he's the one that put that sign up. We buy houses. Okay. Mm-hmm. I see. Okay. So
yeah, he lives out in Lone County in those houses too.
Oh, I see. There they go. Oldham County's a problem, huh?
Another Oldham County person.
It's either Oldham County or over there, somewhere around the polo fields.
Okay. So he owns the house that the sign is on.
Right.
Okay. Now, the easements and the overgrown, who is responsible? You said that.
The property owner is responsible.
Who informed them that they need to clean it, straighten it up?
Okay, you can call 311 on those two.
Okay, call 311.
And you don't, and another thing is, it's very important we stop people from parking on the easements. Because if they run over them fiber optics boxes, they'll go through, there's a good chance the tire will go through them. Mm-hmm. Okay, you can't.
She's talking about the easement behind her house.
Yeah, I am.
Oh, the easement behind your house?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's still yours.
Mm-hmm. All the way to the ditch, then.
Yeah.
No. Well, that is to the ditch. The other person that owns the other piece.
Right. There's in the easement behind you.
Uh-huh.
It's split in half.
It is. That's what I know.
Okay.
So I keep my half mowed, and the other people, I don't think they really know that it belongs to them.
Yeah.
So if I call 311.
Yeah, and you can tell them that you can let them on your property to see the condition
of the entrance. Okay.
Because that house behind you has really got no way of getting in there. But if you want them to see the condition of the easement, you can give them permission to go into your property to do that.
They can get to it.
They can't. They have to be on the sidewalk to be able to see it. But
right.
If you give him permission to go into your yard, then he's okay.
Okay. Good deal.
Or you can take a picture and just put it on the. If you do it digitally online, you can take a picture and include it.
And send it to who?
311.
There's a place online you can do reporting, not having to call 311. That you can basically make the complete report online.
Okay.
And there's a place to put a picture on it.
And it seems to get a better response if you send a photo.
Gotcha. Report online plus photo. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I'll do that.
Anything else?
Does 311 keep record of all these calls and what addresses they're calling?
Yes, ma'am, they do.
And you can call it. You can call in.
That?
You can call in anonymously.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to give your name.
Okay.
And we have a gentleman that comes out here named James Smith.
Uh-huh.
And he drives around a little Ford.
What color is that little Ford?
White. Got a little
white Ford.
Yeah, it's got a little Louisville sticker on the side.
It got a Louisville sticker on it.
Yeah, it's got a Louisville, Louisville.
Okay.
Does he have special hours that he does?
He doesn't do it every day.
No, is it in the morning? He does.
Well, I've had him at my house at like 8 o'clock in the morning. So.
Okay, I bet you do.
Yeah. When you call 311, it'll give you a ticket number, and then you can always call into 311 with that ticket number, and they can look it up and give you a status update on it.
Okay. Yes.
They're good about follow-up.
Okay, great. And I can call about the status. Okay.
Now, when people have derby parties, is there something that they can get? A parking permit?
Yeah, it's on our website. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You just get to call Commissioner Metcalf, and he'll issue a parking permit.
Right here.
Also, my neighbor's people were okay to park in your yard then.
He asked permission.
He asked him.
And what he did, he put his cars there so nobody would be going in and out.
Oh, okay.
That's the only reason I did it. If he was going to be having it.
Okay, that's nice.
But he thinks
my yard is part of his yard. He parks his.
Oh, over there?
Yeah. Right. Oh,
I can't access my backyard because he's talking those big, what is that?
That motorhome.
He puts his motorcycles in and all that. I'm not an assertive, aggressive person, but one day I came out of there and I just have to say, yes, ma'am. I don't know what.
Well, maybe he won't do it anymore.
I hope he will, because I hadn't said anything before.
Yeah. Okay. Is there anything else that we can move along?
Yeah, we'll move along.
Okay, so you put this out?
No.
No, you can stay if you want to stay. Okay. It's going to be a long meeting, though. I can say that.
Oh, is it going to be a long meeting?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
If you hang around to the end, I'm going to give you more time.
Those are point two.
Okay. All right. I appreciate you all bringing your issues.
No,
it's been quiet two years. Okay.
Oh, no.
That's because of COVID. We didn't have a meeting.
Y'all didn't have a meeting?
Yeah, we had meetings.
Okay.
It's just that nobody wanted to come. It's afraid of. Okay. Next thing on the agenda is the second read of our fiscal year 2022 property tax ordinance.
Yes, and do we know what ordinance number this is?
It'd be number one.
Okay.
We haven't had any this year. I'm aware of it.
Have we had anything this year, Jeff?
Okay. I don't. I guess we're going to sign this tonight.
We don't have to.
No, I was going to say if someone. I sent a text out, and apparently, I think we need to make it look professional.
Well, yeah.
Okay, so
I'm coming down Tuesday, so I can bring a copy of the ordinance.
Well, I can change it. I can put a one in when I get back tonight.
That's the number.
And then disseminate it again.
Okay.
All right. So, okay. So here, we read it. Ordinance number one, series 2022. Be ordained by the City of Woodland Hills that section one, pursuant to KRS 92-520, paragraph, parentheses four, city adopts the land and improvement valuations of Jefferson County Property Valuation Administrator. Section two, per $100 $0.1625 city ad valorem tax of the combined land and improvement values of each unabandoned land parcel located within the city boundary shall be assessed as of July 1, 2022. Three, section three has a per $100 $0.75 city ad valorem tax of the combined land and improvement values of each abandoned land parcel located within the city boundary shall be assessed as of July 1, 2022. Section 4. These taxes are necessary to generate sufficient revenue to pay city budget expenses for the 2022-23 fiscal year for proper governance of the city and its residents. 5. The tax payment schedule for owners of property located when the city is, the schedule is, base tax reduced by 2% if paid in July 2022. Base tax if paid in August 2022. Base tax plus 11% thereof if paid in September 2022. Base tax plus 11% thereof plus 1% of the base tax beginning October 2022 to the date of the accumulated tax amount is paid. Delinquent taxes are obligated to pay $150 attorney's fees. 7. The effective date of this ordinance shall be July 1, 2022 after passage and approval and publication pursuant to Kentucky law. Passed and approved during this May 17, 2022 city meeting by the commission pursuant to law prepared by me, signatures from Bevan, our mayor. I'll put number one in there, send it to you, and then I'll do that tonight or tomorrow.
Okay. All right. Did everybody get all the information on how I came up with the proper tax rate?
That's exactly it.
Is there any questions at all why we had to do what we had to do?
See,
City of Worthington Hills, just for the audience, City of Worthington Hills property assessment increase in Dagu was 30% from 2017.
Okay, 30% increase.
Yeah, and as such, we can only increase our tax revenue, our property tax revenue, by no more than 4%.
Four?
So basically what that means is if we have revenue of $100,000, our revenue increase with our tax adjustment could not be more than $104,000. It's 4%.
It's a statute which prevents city
This is the best statute Kentucky has. It went into place in 1980.
And I defy anybody to understand it when they read it.
Yeah. I know it because when I was in the Air Force, I bought homes, and I tell you, in the different areas that I bought homes in, it's amazing what the government can do to you.
Really?
And in 1980,
in Alaska Mountains,
in 1980, I got out of the military, and this was the number one thing that hit the news. So that's why I'm well aware of it.
Is he on Zoom? Is he on Zoom?
No, he's on Discord.
Okay.
He's in jail. He's one of the.
He's in Pennsylvania somewhere.
Okay.
So anyhow, if there's no questions, do I hear a motion to accept this ordinance as it is?
I make a motion to accept the ordinance the way it is.
All right. Thank you, Commissioner Hall. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Commissioner Adams. We have to have a roll call vote, so I'll start with Commissioner Adams.
Yes.
Commissioner Maupin.
Yes.
Commissioner Hall?
Yes.
Commissioner Metcalf?
Yes.
Matt Stone, yes. Okay. So we get that taken care of. Okay. Now we move along to Derby City Protection contract renewal, or at least the rate. Hear about the rate increase. And Derby City is here this evening. So have at it, folks. He's all yours.
How are you all?
Well, if you don't go, this is Officer Mason Tate. He owns the LLC that provides our security.
Yeah, I can talk briefly, or if y'all just have questions. But we're back here 9 hours a week right now, so we're not back here a ton. But rates are going up slightly, or requesting to go up. Just with LMPD got a big raise, and we're still losing officers. We lost 20 this month so far. So
they just quit.
Well, other departments are just quit to go to other professions.
Okay.
So yeah, off duty rates have kind of skyrocketed the last few years, so that's kind of where we're at. But yeah, any questions you have about Derby City Protection, or I'm the only one that works the neighborhood because I can't find anybody to work it. So if y'all have any questions,
did you say 9 hours a
week? Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's 3 days, 3 hours per shift.
Okay.
Let me ask this question.
Yes.
I work for the city, but not a,
right.
I'm not a decision maker. But what kind of number per hour would guys work for?
I sent a little sheet. It's not
this right here?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm telling you what officers are making, not what, obviously I charge an upcharge being the owner. So the minimum an officer works for, bare minimum, is 45 an hour. And those are typically jobs where you're watching Netflix or not doing anything. Usually your eyes don't have to stay open. So 45 is like the bare minimum what I have to pay the officer. And then it goes up from there. I mean, it varies on what's expected and the hours and all that type of
stuff.
And
we have good patrols with Tate, okay? I think we started sending the commissioners the activity reports, and I'm hoping that what they saw is a lot of good things. Our neighborhood must be so calm, cool, collect. People just automatically don't feel bad about leaving the garage doors open. Honestly, I was out this morning because I also, and Dennis also, we go out sporadically.
Mm-hmm.
I was out this morning at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh my goodness.
Hey, I used to work night, so
it's okay. That's okay.
So it's no big deal.
He doesn't sleep.
And on one of the streets in Bay Run, a nice house, I found at least three houses with the garage door open at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
And nobody had the lights on in the house, so I knew they weren't up.
Ouch.
Okay? And they're leaving their vehicles unlocked. That's the reason why we're having such an issue with the ransacking.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, again, we must have a really nice neighborhood for people to be that secure.
I didn't know. So Bay Run is a part of our...
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I have no clue. I have no the rationale for that.
Oh, we see, it's not just Bay Run. I mean, we see them on Lutenberg, and all over the neighborhood.
You don't see them on Restaurant Court, do you?
Mm-hmm.
No.
No, not on Westford Court.
That'd be a good way to entrapment is not legal, but to get these people who are committing these crimes is to like put something really valuable at the front of the box, with a light on it. And
no, I think I always warned them they're sitting in the dark with a shotgun, but that's my plan.
No, that's not the
No. I think you should put a Doberman
or something.
But yeah, but I just wanted to bring that up that we're right now paying what, $48 an hour?
Yes, sir.
And to continue doing what he does right now, it's going to 65.
And you still can't attract any help.
I get one person a year will work a couple shifts, and then
they don't like to work.
They don't stick around. Cause, and I don't agree with this. I live in Douglas Hills.
Uh-huh.
Like, most neighborhoods don't want you to do any proactive. They just want you to drive around. They don't want no parking tickets, no traffic stops.
So you just drive around for $48 an hour.
No,
not him.
He's actively doing stuff. He stops cars. He checks. He stops a lot of cars with headlights out, tag lights out.
Okay.
He also writes tickets on over tinted windows. That's a mandatory ticket in Worthington Hills.
Oh, over tinted windows.
Right, and he has the tint meter.
Tint readers.
Yeah, he has a tint reader. Yes.
Mm.
So it's not a guessing game with them.
Okay.
The incident when we had the 12 or 13 motorcycles in a cul-de-sac restaurant court, and that was April the 17th.
Okay.
We could have called you.
Well, if it's when I'm back, I mean, I help out a lot when I'm not back there with green and stuff, but if I'm back there or close, I don't mind coming by, but typically the 8th division.
Yeah, it's 8th division.
See, I'm assuming that's the same guy, the troublemaker.
No.
No,
he's not in trouble, but he's got some motorcycle friends. Sometimes they show up over there.
Yes, they do.
So,
can you patrol in marked cars versus unmarked cars?
I just talked about that with Bob and Dennis recently. So I have a marked car available to me, and I've been using it like once a week. But yeah, that's. I'll do whatever you all.
That's more of a term, I think, than an unmarked car.
So the guys you hire are police officers.
Yes, with LMPD or J Town or the bigger.
Do they ever give you a reason as to why they don't want to work the job anymore?
Just the expectation of what is required of them. Because like I said, I don't agree with it because it annoys me that the officers in my neighborhood just park at the pool.
Yeah.
For 3 hours, but that's what they've been told is fine, and that's kind of the normal when you work off duty for an
hour. They don't want patrol and.
Correct. They'll work a couple shifts, and then I'll tell them like this isn't acceptable. Like you need to be doing this and that, and they'll say.
No.
It was a good week. Sure. I'll see you later.
Right. So we can't clone you.
Yeah,
no, because word gets out and he can't sleep.
Is that what it is?
I've been over to Cold Spring, okay? And they'll sit right there on the corner and you can see they're not paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we pay him with public funds.
Mm-hmm.
So they're paying theirs with public funds. We take a different respect to the residents' public funds versus the other neighborhoods that have these other providers. Okay? That's why Dennis and I both like with Tate. When I first met Tate back when he first came and made his pitch, I wasn't impressed with him. Okay? His uniform was sloppy.
Oh!
Yeah.
No way.
It was sloppy. He knows it was. I mean, it was not pressed. I don't know. I think he was out all day in it. But anyhow, but over the years, you know, that I've been involved with the city, I've watched the change in what's been going on, especially since we took over in 19. This new administration took over. We took a new approach on everything. And that was we were going to be more actively involved in trying to stop the incidents. Mm-hmm. And what I'm talking about incidents is he gets out there, he catches speeders, mm-hmm. especially in his unmarked cars.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He also finds people, if he's driving around, you know, if they're parked on the street, he checks them out.
Mm-hmm.
Tags expired, insurance
mm-hmm.
expired.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's writing citations.
What's the speed limit in the city?
25.
Thank you.
but please don't drive in the cul-de-sacs at 25 miles an hour.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You can't get to the circle quick enough.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So anyhow, they give us activity reports every other week or every week. We get anytime they're out there, he does an activity report, and they do such a good job that I hate to lose them. You know.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay.
Because of the fact that even though his rates is going up, which I think are negotiable, okay, he may not like it, but I want to negotiate him. But is there any way we can just
open a little bit?
I guess my recommendation is that we continue on at least month to month.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a problem with that?
No.
Okay.
I do that. Yeah. I do that with most of my clients.
Is there any way we could?
Are you talking contract wise?
Temporarily.
Instead of doing it for a whole year or something?
Yeah.
I'm just curious.
Yeah, I don't have. Y'all are the only client I have a contract with. Every client is just.
The problem is we lose a chunk of money. All that 413 money, if we don't have a contract. We have to have a contract so we can send that to Frankfurt, and then we get this HB 413 money. That's what we've been getting, that $1,000 we've been getting a quarter.
Is that for security?
Yeah.
For security purposes.
Okay.
I'd like to work it out somewhere where we have a month-to-month contract.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we can
have it read so that we can terminate the contract at any time, but have it for a year.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's my only. In any chance of getting this down to at least $60? That's only a $12 increase.
Right. I mean, I'm especially if we're going month to month, I'm fine with. I can try to go as low because, like I said, all this extra money is going directly to the officer. It's not going to me unless I end up working every shift again. but yeah, I don't mind. We can try. I mean, we can start as low as you want. And if I can't fill it, then. We'll just have to have more conversations. It's just about filling it. That's the only issue.
And you think you are able to get people between midnight and 6 a.m.?
For the... Now, that on there is the 75 an hour rate. Mm-hmm. So, yes, I could definitely get someone for a higher rate. It's just overnight jobs pay higher, and it's just harder to find people. And then I know it's hard because there's no black and white, but if you all want to make your expectations more clear, that way when a new officer starts working, it's like we want this many activities an hour, just so they know when they start. Like,
yeah, not so I mean, subjective. I'd like to see patrols. I don't know about the rest of the commission, but I'd like to see some patrols in marked police cars. You know, I mean, it doesn't have to be every week necessarily, but at least, you know, a couple hours a week or something maybe of patrols in a marked police car.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that would be during the day or, you know, at night. But I'd like to see more police presence, you know, between midnight and 6 a.m. because last meeting we were told that there is no police presence between 1 and 6 a.m.
It's a work friend.
There was no...
There's no activity. There's no security in our city.
And we know it. Then they know. The ones that want to do something.
Well, let me make this perfectly clear. Okay.
Okay.
Because Dennis and I both have security backgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Worthington Hills is a big is mediocre size. Okay. Mm-hmm. If something's going on. At Northumberland and Halifax, there by the flagpole.
Mm-hmm.
You never know it driving in a vehicle. I would challenge anybody to go out because Dennis and I go out at night, and I will challenge anybody to catch people checking car doors. When they see your headlights coming, they just freeze right in front of the car. You'd be surprised how much you don't catch in your peripheral vision at night.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you actually have to have a means to actually see people from a far distance.
Yeah.
Okay? if they see your headlights, you got it on brights, and they see your headlights coming,
they're gone.
They're hiding. They're all hiding. Look at the side of your house. Now, you've got a big street light for your old house.
Yeah,
but drive down Northumberland, and look at the side of those houses as you drive down at night, especially on a new moon night. They are completely dark unless they've got lights on.
Yeah, they do.
And people will hide in that darkness.
It really helps when you turn their porch lights on, but some nights you drive and a majority of people don't have their porch lights on and you can't hardly see anything.
And so having somebody out there just driving the streets isn't going to stop it, because as soon as they pass,
they go on about the
business. They're back to doing business.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, I think it has to do more with how the homeowners feel. You know, I've had some of the residents in my neighborhood say that they would feel a lot better if they knew it, even if it was random.
Mm-hmm.
They would feel a lot better if they knew that there was a police presence at any time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I think it would deter. I think it would deter it.
Dark. You know, mm-hmm. they're scared, and rightfully so. We've had a car stolen. Mm-hmm.
But is it worth throwing $75 an hour
at getting
no criminal activity at all?
I think if it doesn't have to be on a nightly basis. If it's random and it's something that maybe once the crime in the city has kind of went down a little bit.
There's no crime in our city, obviously, because they leave their garage doors up. Well, I mean, I'm going to argue that point. If you look at all the activity reports on how many garage doors are up, obviously we aren't as bad as some of the other places.
But, do you notify them?
I don't.
Later on, you know, that their door, you know.
I knock on the door. Some people yell and
yes, he does.
At me, but yes, I knock on the door and have them shut it. But yeah, a lot of people are not happy.
And they're not happy about that.
They're not happy.
Mm-hmm. I was happy.
Well, you were.
Yeah,
you were. Did you?
But that's, you know, this is the argument that I have as a taxpayer.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see activity that's being done rather than chasing something they're not going to catch.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when it's $75 an hour.
Right.
And it's minimum of 3 hours.
So
you know, that right there is what? $225
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for a night.
Notice how quick I come up with that money?
Mm-hmm.
LMP, here's my beef. If you want to take a beef, take it downtown. And the reason why is you're paying Jefferson County tax.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? We're not getting any value from our Jefferson County tax.
Okay.
So if you want, if we need to be taking it downtown. And we know that Jefferson County is being audited on how much expense they're having on all the areas throughout Jefferson County. Think about it. Oakhurst.
All the city.
Oakhurst is an HOA.
Mm-hmm.
They pay Louisville and Jefferson County tax.
Wow.
And see what they get. They're paying their own garbage collection over there.
Norton Commons?
Yeah.
I think they're an HOA.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
But see, they're again, Norton Commons is not a city.
Oh, right? Okay.
No, and so they're paying Louisville and Jefferson County tax. What are they really getting for coverage?
Yeah.
Lake Forest is right now thinking or working on becoming a city just for this reason.
Yeah, they've opened all that up again.
Right. The law, I don't remember which law it is, but they passed legislation this last session that gives the opportunity for a lot of areas to become a city.
See, there was a moratorium when the governments merged, and that hasn't worked out the way we expected to. So now they're saying, you know, incorporate if you want, because it takes the burden on you. Can't have all the problems. You can deal with the taste. You can deal with parking. You can do all that. We're tired of it. We're trying to dump the responsibility.
That's on the cities.
Anyhow,
I will say there's a lot of bad things I can say about officers that work out here. I won't do that because I don't want it to come back to me. But something that's a real, like last time I worked for the city, I needed someone to come assist me they had four officers working the whole 8th Division. And that goes from Oxmoor Mall to Shelby County.
That's Metro Government.
And then from the river to 64.
Eight officers for that?
Four.
Yeah. All that area.
It's like 80 or 90 square miles.
Is that because of the attrition of the police, or is that because they don't want to spend the money, or both?
No, yeah, just there's can't hire anybody. So officers aren't going to make traffic stops, because if they make a traffic stop and it ends up being an arrest, then there's three officers on the street, and then if there's an accident or someone's house is getting broken into, then there's no officers to respond to those runs. So officers are like, we're not going to do anything proactive.
Yeah,
we need to be available.
Of course.
So how do they determine which crime to go to then? If they have
to prove their
hand. I know. This area always gets the short end of the stick because it's the least amount of crime and the safest area. Like downtown has a lot more bodies, but that's just... Mm-hmm. Happens with age.
Do you know though, my wife did a study on this. Jefferson County, especially in the downtown area, there have been a lot of murders and they all get publicized. But if you get online, Louisville is the 19th safest city in the United States.
Really?
Major city. I mean, you know, over a certain population.
Okay.
19. But they never report that.
Yeah,
you know, and the crime is mostly economic. The unfortunate black on black murders and stuff like that, you know, it's economic, you know, mostly. And so anyway, we're the 19th safest city over a certain population in the United States, mm-hmm. but that never gets reported.
So,
are we okay with writing up a contract that will allow us to keep him on, but keep it at a month to month?
Yeah, we can start, like I said, whatever rate you all want to start at for the first month, I'm completely fine with. And then if I can't find somebody, we can just increase it by $5.
Let's just do it. Maybe that might be a preference. Just do it. So we don't have to amend it again. Let's just go. You want to go 65? Is that what you're saying? Or higher?
Well, it kind of breaks it. I guess that's where we're going to talk to you about. If we want to maintain the same expectations on proactivity, then yeah, 65 is where
let's
we
just
need
start
to
with that. I mean, start. You have to vote on that. That's my opinion. Something else.
I'd like to make a motion that we accept it the way it is.
It's 65?
Yes.
Thank you, Commissioner Hall. Do I hear a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you, Commissioner Malcolm. Okay.
And you all can tell me who to talk to, maybe more one-on-one and not in a city setting, but as far as like the overnight coverage and the holiday coverage, like stuff like that, or if you want me to just write up a contract and send it. And
if you can do that.
Jake, do you have a limit as how much you're willing or able to get people to work after 1 a.m.? Should we have an expectation of that?
Where the price point is different during the...
The traffic doesn't slow down after 1 a.m., trust me. In fact, it gets a little bit worse.
Also, how long are we doing this contract for?
Month to month
on a 1 year.
All right.
Harold, are you asking about manpower?
Yeah, I'm saying so. Realistically, is it safe to assume that you could fill 3 or 4 hours after 1 a.m. two nights a week?
No.
Consistently.
No.
Yes.
You all can talk about the money, but yes, it would be filled.
Okay.
I mean, I have six officers working for me tonight, overnight, and that's an ongoing. It's not hard to fill. You just have to. The price has to be right.
We cannot afford with our budget. We cannot afford $75. That's $225 for two nights a week, 1 to 6, or 1 to 4, or 1 to 5.
But that's up for vote, and I'm not trying to...
I am just telling you right now, it's not there.
I know, but you didn't make the motion, Robert.
I didn't make the motion, and I'm telling you right now, I'm going to fight this tooth and nail because it's a waste of friggin' money. There is not enough traffic out there. You will not catch anybody going door to door on these cars. You will not catch them. You'll catch them speeding, you'll catch them with headlights out, you'll catch them with taillights out, you'll catch them with tag lights out. But you're not going to catch anybody out there grabbing the doorknobs because they just scatter as soon as they see the headlights. That's a fact. They know how to get around in the green space.
It's not a waste of money if it deters crime.
It doesn't take care of crime. They're still out there.
That's not for take to hear. This is for something that you all make, someone make, or you make argument inside.
All right. We'll go with the contract. So we got a first, we got a second. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed? All right. We'll come up with a contract. But I'll argue all these schedules. Less than
I can put this in the contract too, but you all need to decide now about the marked or unmarked and all that.
I want unmarked cars. That's the only way you're going to catch these guys. As soon as you flip the lights on, they freak. Yeah, you can drive around in a marked car, say, in the evening ones, so because people can show up. But
see, that needs to go to a vote also, I think.
But I'm going to tell you right now. I'll give them a vote, but I'm going to tell you right now. Unmarked cars is what's catching the crime in this city. It's not the marked cars. As soon as they see a marked car, they scatter.
Yeah, but I think they're savvy enough to recognize them.
Isn't the idea to make them scatter?
No! The idea is to catch them. And you can't catch them in a marked car. I can tell you that much. You guys have no idea what you're talking about when it comes to security. Dennis and I have total understanding of what it takes to catch people in this town.
During the summer, is there more?
And we've been doing it. It's been a lot better since we took over than it was before we took over. There's a lot less problem.
But it's open to discussion. We can let Tate know later if anything changes.
Yeah,
I mean,
we can decide that.
We need to know about the cars now.
I'd like to see
either or.
I have my car I drive every day is an unmarked Escape, and I have access to a marked car, and it's really just personal opinion. Like, Bob has his reasons. I know citizens stop me. Whenever I'm in my marked car, a lot more citizens stop me, and they talk to me a lot more, but it may, like Bob was saying, it may not.
The marked car during earlier hours is not, I agree to, but once it hits 10, 11 o'clock, you need to go to unmarked cars.
Okay.
Because there's nobody usually out walking the streets at 10, 11 o'clock, and the crime is in the plain old cars. When you're driving around in an unmarked car, you're going to see more than you are, because as soon as they see them markings on the freaking car, they're just driving just as calm and cool, collect, and looking kind of non-suspicious.
That's what Bob looks like when he's trying to see.
Well, I for safety would be my reason. I come from a family of cops.
Mm-hmm.
So safety would be the thing why I would want you to drive around at night in an unmarked car. Because we do have criminals out here with guns.
Mm-hmm.
So that would, I'm fine with that. But
again, marked cars are fine in the early hours when people can see them. But to waste the opportunities in a marked car after it gets late, in my opinion, is a waste of money, too.
Well, let me ask you, how many residents...
Is it cost more than the marked car?
Huh?
No, it doesn't cost more.
What?
Does it cost us more money to be in a marked or an unmarked car? Is one of them more expensive than the other?
No. That's a good question.
Well, then, is anybody in disagreement about unmarked cars?
Good question.
Mm-hmm. I think it's fine the way you said, during the daylight hours, maybe use a marked car so citizens can see it. And nighttime,
but
let me ask this question, and just playing devil's advocate, and this has nothing to do with the effectiveness of your police force, because I have all the faith in the world from this officer right here. And I've been around a lot of officers. I used to prosecute traffic court when I was younger and smarter. But and I know policing, but how many arrests have we made with unmarked car patrolling in the city in the last year or two?
I think it's been more speeding and...
Yeah, but arrests for theft or anything more serious than speeding?
I mean, none that popped into my...
Bank robber!
Yes,
when Robbie got a bank robber.
Right, yeah.
He came to the subdivision?
Yep. Oh, yeah, he got stopped for a headlight out.
Right.
Oh, and he had robbed
the bank? Yeah.
So I guess that's what you're like. Would he have gotten stopped if Robbie was in a marked car? I guess. Is that what you're kind of like? If Robbie was in a marked car, he probably still would have pulled the car over
one head. Well, putting that aside, how many arrests were made of serious crimes beyond traffic with unmarked cars at night.
Right.
So if there have been none, then, you know.
I would say right. They've all been warrants from traffic stops.
Right. Outstanding warrants for non-payment of a court cost or something.
Or, I mean, there have been some pretty serious felony warrants, but they've all initiated from traffic stops.
But there has to be cause for pulling them over.
Correct.
For light speeding, some violation of
right.
You just can't arbitrarily pull
right.
someone over. All right, so anyway, I'll shut up. All right.
And were the tinted window posts, were they criminals?
Some of them. It's just, hit or miss. But, yes, some of them had warrants and
okay.
a lot of no insurance and expired tags.
And that result of that has been effective, which you've done for the city's been very effective.
Yeah.
No question.
Okay. And he had the tint meters because of me.
Yes, LMP doesn't give us anything.
He told me that one day at lunch, and I'm like, I don't believe this. LMPD does not buy a whole lot of their equipment. The taser they bought.
They do not purchase what?
They only buy our taser. Everything else I'm wearing is out of my pocket. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what are the
Well, no. Don't they pay for the vest?
No.
They don't?
Well, sorry. Yes, for the standard one, yeah.
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 But it's kind of fetish. Thanks for coming
Thanks,
by.
Ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you, ladies.
So didn't mean to scare y'all.
Good night.
Bob bought them. He bought me. I think we have five of them. I'm not sure.
It's right outside.
What do they cost
you, Bob? Well, luckily, I got them on sale for $59 a piece. And they come with an accreditation training course.
Wow.
And you get instructions on how to calibrate them so that when you go down to court, you've got documentation that you've had the training plus
it's
that you've
like
got that,
it's like the breathalyzers have been calibrated.
Mm-hmm.
So,
That's okay. The reason, and they're made in the USA, by the way.
That's good. Not in Russia, I hope.
They were normally $85, but because I was going to buy them for law enforcement, they gave me the law enforcement discount. So.
Well, that's very good to know.
And the last thing, you all can move on to something else. Is there the same hours? I know we've always done set hours. Is that?
It's between you and Commissioner.
We Dennis and I believe that we've got good hours the way it works. Maybe when it gets further on in the summer, maybe we'll rework it so that we have one night a week where we do after 1 p.m. or 1 a.m.
We'll figure it out.
See a lot of suspicious vehicles after 1 o'clock in the summertime.
I see people walking around like after midnight, and I'm seeing it now.
Well, there can only be one side of the word the hills and the other
well,
side.
Well, I understand that. I would like to know my tax dollars are paying more than for traffic violations and stuff like that at the same time. So.
Well, if we get the right criminals in a traffic stop.
What if they're walking?
Criminals don't normally walk.
Really? I've seen them walking down my street with a handgun in their hand after they just committed a crime.
Well, why didn't you call a cop?
I did.
Okay, well, good.
Well, good for you, too.
Yeah, I would just like to see patrols in marked cars because I feel like it deters crime. I feel like if people see cop cars in here, that
right.
they're going to be less likely to hit our subdivision and more likely to hit others.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like there's obviously a difference of opinion. I don't know how the city structure works, if that has to be voted on or if that's strictly Dennis that decides that.
Scheduling continuing Dennis, I think.
Yeah. As far as marked or unmarked or all that.
I think it's day. What's the cutoff from marked unmarked?
Like I said, it needs to be taken downtown, the fact that your tax dollars are not being utilized in Worthington Hills.
What is the cutoff time for them to go from a
marked
to an unmarked car?
Well, if we're doing our set hours. Our set hours are early nights, 8 to 11.
That'd be on
you. Yeah. So 8 to 11 is the marked, and then our late nights, 10 to 1.
Is that it? You got it.
So marked car on the 8 to 11 nights and unmarked on the 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. nights.
Yes. Do you have the a contract in Word?
I can, I'll have to type it up because I didn't know.
No, I do want to do that. I've got it. I'll send it to you. And then you just, we'll massage it from there.
Okay.
I'll massage it and I'll send it to you and we'll make it, you call it out.
All right.
There's no sense in doing all that. Okay.
All right. Anything else for Tate? Oh, I want you to hang around for this next one.
Yeah. I'll be here.
Okay.
Last meeting,
I brought up.
He wants you to arrest him.
No. Last meeting, we brought up this Tony Towen. And nothing was really decided on. But I wanted Tate here to help with the reasons for doing it. Right now, when he pulls over what'd you call that? A delinquent? Well, no insurance.
Canceled registration. Or not
canceled registration. He has to let him go. So if we got a car running around the neighborhood that's uninsured, guess what? They get to drive away.
Well, I usually tell them, if I call for our tow truck, our tows are taking anywhere from 30 minutes to 3 hours. So I tell them, you legally cannot drive this car. But when I come back by, it's usually the car's gone. It's like, I can't sit there and babysit them.
Right.
So they don't drive away in front of me, but...
So we have Tony's towing vehicle parked on Ludenberg. So we have somebody in the neighborhood who works for Tony's. And I am hoping and wishing that, and I'll make the motion, that we go ahead and talk to them about being our towing service since they are there at the dark. And I would like, personally, I don't particularly care to be driving on the street with people who've got expired registrations and are uninsured. And that's just more stuff that we can get break the crime problem in Worthington Hills, because even him, if he writes tickets on parked cars and he finds cars that are unregistered or not current on the registration and also aren't insured. So by doing this, we also show that we're cracking down the Scott laws, and they won't come into the neighborhood, because the word gets around that if our patrols are out there and you're driving around with uninsured or you're reckless driving or whatever else you could do, I mean, we would have a towing service that he could contact to come and impound it and tow it to their impoundment lot. If you watch parking wars, they tow them off and they don't get them out until they paid some money. So I would like the opportunity, along with Dennis, to be able to go over to Tony's office and see what kind of arrangement we might be able to work out with them. I don't want to put any financial stress on the city. I'm hoping they'll just do it when we give them a call, since they're going to get paid for the tow anyhow from the people that own the car. So I'm making a motion that we approach Tony's Towing and work out an arrangement that doesn't cost the city anything. Anybody got an objection to that?
Why and how would we be towing vehicles?
We wouldn't be towing them. He would have somebody to call to tow them.
If they're uninsured, he can make the call at the stop.
Right. Yeah, he can.
Okay. I just want to make sure I was clear on
that. No, not only uninsured, but registrations. And I asked him to check on how old a registration would be. I'd like the minimum to be at least a year, because we got a lot of cars running around the neighborhood that don't have current registrations on them. I see them all the time. So that's the reason.
So they get towed where? The impound lot?
They get taken to Tony's Tony's lot, wherever their lot is, and then the people pay Tony's to get it out.
Gotcha. Can they get it out without proper registration?
No, it has to be the registered owner, and then they have to pay a fine.
Do they have to pay, they have to have current insurance and everything like you see on parking lots?
Yes.
So they got to go through the same thing as on parking lots. So do I have a second, anybody?
I'll make a second.
Thank you, Commissioner Hall. All those in favor say aye.
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 All opposed? Okay. We'll be taking a trip over to Tony's there, Dennis. Okay. All right. Are we going to do a communications check tonight?
Yes, we're going to use Channel 2.
Channel 2?
Yes, sir.
All right. Okay, we'll get to the... Okay. All right. Let's move down. Anybody got anything else for old business?
I was wondering about the status of the land purchase. Did we officially get that done, or is that still in process?
We're still waiting. We're working on the... There's one owner of the suites up there that doesn't want to sign a release from the association for the lot. And we're still talking to him. Every other owner in the building up there has approved releasing that lot from the association.
Okay.
Once we get that, and I talked to the owner's son last Friday morning to try to get him to encourage his dad, because I told him they're the newest tenants the newest owners in that building up there. And Cheyenne said that he would talk to his dad once he heard what we had plans for back there.
Okay.
Okay.
And then I have another thing with old business.
Okay.
I got a hold of Safety Co. about moving the signs and everything like that. They emailed back at about 5:30, just before our meeting tonight, and they said that they don't do anything with relocation of signs or like reusing that post at Middlesex and Northumberland. So they said that we would have to do all new stuff. So, I mean, I can get them to do the new signposts at Middlesex and Northumberland, and then we'll have to order a new sign metal post thing for the speedometer transponder.
Commissioner Hall.
Yep.
Sorry,
guys.
Can we use your talent, since you've got the post hole or the post pounder, that we can do what we want to do with these signposts, since Safety Co. doesn't want to do anything with existing signs?
You have to back up a second. I apologize. I had to go to the restroom. What was it? What are you asking me to do?
So, Safety Co., you know how I sent you that picture of the sign at Middlesex and Northumberland and how me and Bob put it back in and it's a lot shorter than it was? Well, I called Safety Co. and they can go ahead and replace that with a taller signpost, which is fine. But Mayor Stone wants to use the shorter signpost from that has the stop sign on it currently. He wants to use that for the speedometer transponder. And Safety Co. won't use that metal signpost again. They said I have to buy a new one.
No.
It's broken off at the base, but it's not bent. So Mayor Stone's asking if you can do a post hole digger thing to install that.
Yeah, you wouldn't dig a hole; you just pound it in the ground.
Yeah.
I have a way to set a post.
Okay. And they won't provide relocation of existing signs, so I can't get the one at Northumberland and Chesterfield moved.
We can do that too.
Okay.
So we can just all do it, right? You don't have a problem with doing that? Commissioner Hall?
Pounding a post in the ground?
Yeah.
I don't have a problem.
Yeah, because we take the signs off of it, put new bolts in them.
Okay, so am I okay to go ahead with replacing the sign at Middlesex and Northumberland?
That's got a brand new stop sign there. They want to replace the whole sign? No,
we'll buy a post. They want to replace the post with a taller one. So you just...
We can get those posted at Home Depot, can we, or Lowe's?
I doubt it.
Tractor Supply.
Tractor Supply?
On that side.
I'll go down. Yeah, I think they do, but I'll check. But, I mean, if we get the stuff, you will with it help out with this issue or this project?
Well, I'm hearing you ask me two different things. Do I set a post to put up a radar sign? Now you're asking me to put up a stop sign?
And move a street sign from Chesterfield and Northumberland to the other side of the street.
So there's three issues on the table?
Yeah, there's three.
When you want it done?
Whenever it's convenient.
I mean, if you can get the signs off those things.
Yeah, I get the signs off, and I'll get new bolts.
But I don't believe you can buy those. I'd be shocked if they had posts that large and that long at even Farmers Tractor Supply. Those are huge.
Okay, so
if I get a hold of the post.
So what's the sign company? Why would the sign company not send a new post?
They said that they'll replace the one at Middlesex and Northumberland with a brand new sign, but they won't move the existing street sign at Chesterfield and Northumberland. Mayor Stoneham wanted it moved to the other side of the street so he can put the speedometer transponder where the current Chesterfield and Northumberland sign is.
Can you not just put the transponder on the same post?
No, because it's not turned the correct way. We could if we turn the sign around.
I don't know anything about street signs. I don't know where they're supposed to be located. I mean, as long as it's not changing something.
No, it's not. It's just changing it to the other side of the street. It really belongs on the other side of the street. Because Bath Drive is on the, as you're looking at the street from Northumberland, is on the left side. Chesterfield, for some reason, they put on the right side.
Well, let's have a look.
All right.
So do you?
I'm not.
You want me to just tell Safety Co. just hold off
just
right now?
It because first off, I know how much it charges to come out.
Okay.
It's too expensive for one sign.
Okay.
I was trying to get all that done to make it more cost effective because I know exactly how much they charge.
Okay.
Because they'll charge a yin yang for one sign. The one time that we've had them out doing multiple signs, and it's more cost effective because the travel charge covers a bunch of stuff
right.
versus one.
Okay.
Okay.
So if I hear you correctly, we want to put the radar on the sign that's on Chesterfield, Northumberland.
Yes. We want to
go. Why not just put a new post on the other side? Will they not do that? They don't want to do that?
Well, we can't put a new post on the other side because we still have to take the post out where it's at now because it's not turned correctly to install the speed sign. The U has to be facing so that the bolts go through it. The way it is right now, the U is facing towards Northumberland. So it's got to be it's got to be turned.
I got you.
Okay. Everything's charged up. The sign's waiting to go. So whenever it's convenient to you, just give me a call. All right. Anything else on old business? Okay. New business. Does anybody want to start with new business? Other than me? Okay. Sprinkler start and end dates. Last year we didn't start the sprinkler till what? The end of June?
It's pretty late.
Yeah. My recommendation is we don't start until before June 15th, and we have them shut down by the 30th of September. And the main reason for doing that is we don't use that much water, and we're getting screwed on the operation. The back flush?
Back flow.
Back flow valve.
Mm-hmm.
It's $32 a month just to have them on. And they've got outrageous costs on their water. The water rate's higher than what you get for your home rate. So, has anybody got any problem with that? June 15th?
I'd like it would be simpler just to make it June, July, September, or June, July, August, and September, right? Just make it 4 months.
I was
going to say, if you set that on the 15th, when the heck to turn the water on first before you can even get Evergreen to come out to turn the sprinklers off?
Well, that's why.
So if we call them right now, how long is it going to take to get the water company out to turn
next
those
week
valves on?
Next week. They're down on the spot to turn them on.
Okay.
They want to get their money started.
It's fine.
We still got a lot of rain coming. The ground isn't even dry yet. My recommendation: June 15th to September 30th. Anybody get any difference of opinion other than Harold? I'll make a motion to turn the sprinklers on June 15th or later, and off prior to September 30th. Do I hear a second?
I'll second that.
Thank you, Commissioner Adams. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Aye.
Okay, one negative and the rest were ayes.
I heard all positive.
Yeah, he said aye.
Wait, did he say nay?
No, he said aye.
No, he didn't say nay.
He said aye, right?
It was nay. I said nay.
Yeah, he said nay. I knew he did.
I swear I didn't hear him say that.
I didn't either.
I did say aye. I meant to say nay.
June 15th to 9:30, you said?
June 15th to September 30th. Okay.
Susan, will you just send me an email or something and let me know when they're going to have them turned on, because Evergreen won't come out to her.
I know it.
Okay.
Budget adjustment. That's this page. Okay, even though we have revenue and expenses, we only have the one revenue and the one expense in the budget ordinance, we still need to maintain our due diligence and make adjustments to our worksheet. The reason why open space maintenance is low is because they had two different contractors. One's most recent come out and cut down some trees, and then we have one. When was that, last fall?
It was late. Yeah, it was like November. The first cleanup, and then the recent one just was finished.
Yeah. What was that? That was $5,800 for last fall, right?
That sounds right, yeah.
And then we just, right now we've only paid $1,500 to $3,000 for the most current one. So,
correct.
I calculated that based off of Harold's estimate and needed to bring it up another $7,500. And how I was able to accomplish that, I took $1,000 off of the audit fee, which we already expended, and brought it down to the $7,000, which is the same amount that we paid out. Then on insurance premiums and bonds, we've only expended the $5,095.75. That's our insurance from last July. We don't get another bill until July. We have to pay. And overpayment of taxes and insurance, I'm showing what we currently paid is $107.44. So I have what's there. And then on the property assessment and liens, right now we only have $345 on it, and so I have it down to $500. That brought us down to where, rather than being $21,500,
14,000, which we're at 12,364.20 now. And I think that's going to carry, that'll be fine up until the end of June. And that difference gave us the 7,500 we needed up for the open space maintenance. That's how I did that. And this is only to actually try and be, instead of when we do our budget ordinance, we don't have all these categories, we just do the revenue and expense. At least on the auditor side, when we show them this worksheet, we can show them that we've made adjustments within our annual budget worksheet to try and maintain continuity with making sure that we're expending funds correctly.
Why are the audit fees $7,000, but then this paper here says it's going to be $12,000? So this is like next year's? Okay.
Yeah, I'll get to that in a minute.
Okay.
And yeah, but we've already paid the $7,000 out.
Okay.
That was for the fiscal year 2021 audit that we that they came out and talked about in December.
Okay.
Okay. So that's already been paid. We don't have any more audit fees for a while. So, do I hear a motion to accept this adjustment to the worksheet to the budget?
I'll make that motion.
Thank you, Commissioner Adams. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Metcalf. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Errol?
Can we not abstain because it's to do with the green space?
Oh, okay. All right. I agree. Okay. All right. All eyes, Harold abstain. Okay. So here's the new numbers. You got your copy? You can make the adjustment on the worksheet. Okay. All right. Next thing on. All right. Oh, property tax and bill mailing vendor. That's on here too. That's in the list of stuff that I gave you. Actually, Mail Louisville came back. I called them early this morning. The amount that they showed us is actually less than last year's. So they've been doing it. I'd just like to stick with Mail Louisville again this year because they're right across the way. I can get the materials to them real quick. Does anybody object to that? Do I hear a motion to have Mail Louisville do our
mail? I make a motion to have Mail Louisville do our tax bills.
Thank you, Commissioner Hall. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Metcalf. All those in favor say aye.
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 I'm going to abstain because I used to work for them.
Okay. All right. Do a great job there, Beth.
With what?
In the minutes. Cause
she doesn't
keeping me straight because I'm afraid to make a mistake. All right. Now, the newest thing. And this, Dan and I got this email on Saturday. And I wasn't feeling very good after I got it. And I talked to the CPA, the new one, that's going to be taking over, Will. Roy is finally retiring after 36 years.
Wow. And Mary retired last year.
Yeah, well, 2 years ago. But I talked to Will, and they aren't coming off that number. So there's a couple things that we probably need to consider. Number one, first off, is I think we need to go out and get some quotes on the CPAs. And we don't have to post this because it's a professional type of service. So we're not required to do any posting. And it's below $30,000 anyhow. But we can also wanted to know your thoughts on after we start this process. I need to know if any of you
if it's more advantageous to do our audits as per statute, I can go back and send an email request back to DLG requesting that we rescind our request to do a city audit, which I'm sure they won't have a problem, but then we will have to have a financial statement prepared in October. But I want to get your all's opinion on what you want to do. While we're out checking and trying to find or seeing if there is another CPA outfit that we can use, if it's going to be just as cheap to do annual audits, I would like to stay that way. Because the financial statement that they're talking about that's required in October, it might as well be an audit. There's so much paperwork involved in it, and so many things that it's just as easy just to be doing an audit. In fact, Will admitted that today, because I asked him, I said, well, what if we went to doing the financial statement as we're required to in October, and then, or by October 1st, and then do a regular 2-year audit? He said, well, I'll check. Well, when he called back, he told me it's just as easy to do the annual audit every year. And it's just going to cost more to do it the other way.
But that's more.
I don't know. Because they have to, it'll be $24,000. He said it's basically double the price for an audit.
And there's economies of scale, too, you know.
Yeah. They still have to do it, but it's going to cost the same amount of money.
That's ridiculous.
So there's no benefit to
it. No, there's no benefit to it. That's why I prefer to opt out of the even year financial statement and just stick with city audits, because they still have to, for the year that they don't do the audit, they still have to look at those numbers.
Right.
If they do the financial.
So by statute, when do we have to have this decided?
But by
when
statute,
do we have to have this,
well, we're already approved for another city audit. We've already been approved for the opt-out of the financial statement due the 1st of October. So we have till March 1st to give them the fiscal year 2022 city audit. But I'm not waiting that long to find another auditor.
No, that's why I'm asking.
I'm just wanting to do the shopping right now. But I wanted to see if it's okay, if we find it's going to be cheaper to go that route with a new auditor, because they would rather do it that way. I mean, I want to be able, I don't have to opt out or tell them that we want to rescind our opt out right away. If we find an auditor in the next 2 months, it'll still give us the time to do anything we need to do. I just wanted to make you, give you the information so that you know what the dates are. Normally, we would be doing a financial statement October 1st on the even years. On the odd years, we have to do a city audit. The auditors, when they do it that way, still have to audit the even year financials.
Is Dan in the room?
No. What do you want?
Is that a reasonable cost for what we're doing? $12,000?
I would say the fact that it's going from 7 to 12, I would say no.
I agree.
Yeah.
I mean, how does that line go? The CPA.
I'm going to call a guy that I know that does a lot of stuff, and I'll see if he can do it. Is this guy new to the firm? Did he buy the company, or was he a partner before?
Roy told us last time he was here that fees were going to go up.
But But was this guy part of that?
Yeah.
Before.
Yeah.
So he's not a new guy that bought
it. No, this firm's a big enough firm that they're not. It's a firm-wide thing. They're just going up. You want to do the audit? That's fine. We're going to charge you $12,000. You don't want to pay it? Fine. Go somewhere else.
Let me. When I was talking to Will, one of the things he said that really teed me off was that they wanted to make sure the rates were fair to everybody. They were equal across the board. And I challenged them on
that. To their clients.
Right. Now, based off the size of the city. He says, you understand that the larger cities would pay more. I says, well, the difference is, I says, you all have been doing our city audits for 7 years now. And I says, you already know what we've done to improve everything here.
Sure.
I says, you've already got the format of all the documentation. Right. I says, you're about to lose a guaranteed $7,000 or $8,000 a year.
Yeah.
I says, when I did business, the worst thing I would do is let existing business go over dollars, because we're going to, you know, if I says we're planning on doing an audit this year and next year, and that budget's $14,000 to $16,000 for the 2 years. I says, I know some of these other cities aren't anywhere as prepared as we are.
Yeah.
I says, Dan's a regular CPA, does our paperwork. I says, you want to charge us the same amount as somebody that's not prepared?
Yeah.
I said, that's
also, I can sit here and charge you $10 an hour. I can do whatever the
right,
hell I want
right.
on my fees.
Well, they're just,
you know, for them to sit there and say, well, they want to be equally fair to all of their customers, that's crap.
I know. Well, I don't need to go there, but that was my feeling. I'm assuming
I'm call Mark Schaefer's tremendous.
We're going to, it's without any objections, we'll go. Myself and Steve, anybody else who wants to get involved, if you know somebody, we want to go shopping for the possibility of a new auditor. Does anybody object to that?
Do they have to be local in Louisville?
It would be nice.
Fair enough.
Do you know somebody that...
Not every firm does it, but I think we'll try local.
No, just... through my bookkeeping Facebook page, there's a lot of bookkeepers on there that may know people.
Oh, okay. Well,
but we don't. It can be a learning curve. It has to be someone who knows how to do it.
Yeah, it has.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying they know people in CPA firms and stuff.
If you want to throw some names our way, we'll check it out. Okay. But my feelings are, if we can continue with the city audits. We continue on if it's a reasonable price. If we have to go, if it might be advantageous to be like a regular city and do the even an odd year, we still have that opportunity to do it. But that decision would have to be made before August, probably. So, all right, we're going shopping for a city auditor. All right. Now we get to the big stuff, or the most important thing. Storage unit security issue. Well, we got, as most of you all know, our storage unit was accessed illegally.
Hmm.
And it wasn't through the lock. The building, if you've ever looked at the storage building over there, the first floor has metal rafters to hold up the cement on the second floor.
They drilled through the ceiling to get
started. No. No.
Let's make a movie.
No. Our unit sits on the end, and then ours is a 5x10, and then there's two 5x10s on each aisle this way. This one is occupied. This one on the left doesn't. So what they did was they opened the door
to the unoccupied,
and then went straight up, and the insulation that's on the second floor covering the roof is plastic lined.
So all I did was climb up and push it up and climbed over the barrier up there.
What did they get? There's nothing there.
They got into, they got one of our
emergency preparedness
backpacks. They just took the backpack. They dumped everything out of it because they loaded up the backpack of the parents. They grabbed some candy and they grabbed some of our little stuffed animal toys.
Are they on camera doing this?
Oh yeah, we've got a camera. They're now investigating it. We have a police report. I have a police report.
You know what detectives investigating that?
Huh?
You know what detectives investigating that?
No. I can give you the number though.
Okay.
Here's the number. Here's our official. I don't think we've had enough really to, I don't want to make a claim, but
are we locked into a contract with them?
No. Well, our date's coming up. That's what I want to talk about. Our report number is 8022026147. And Officer M. Ernst took the report. He asked me, why didn't you make the report over the phone? I said, because I wanted you to come out here and see it. He said, well, I don't need to see it.
Y'all, hopefully it's never happened again. What a detective should do on a felony is come out and have items swabbed for DNA, and whatever was touched can be swabbed for DNA and sent off to the lab, but that obviously was not done.
No. And get this. The same day, last Friday, when Dennis and I were there, we found out by listening that they had two catalytic converters, one on two trucks, one of the trucks, stolen in the lot. So there's a good chance it happened that same night.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to the...
How did y'all know stuff was missing? Did y'all just see it?
When
you opened it?
When we went in there last time, everything was neat.
Wow.
And there was candy on the floor.
Why are you putting candy in there? Candy doesn't last forever, does it?
Well, that's remember when we do the Easter egg hunt or the Easter it's still the candy's still good. So anyhow, when we got in there, the bells that we used for the decorations on the front gate,
they
were on the floor, and there was an open spot. I went back after I dropped Dennis off later on, and the manager and I went up there, and that's how we figured out how they got in, because where the bells were, there was a big open spot. Then we looked at the file cabinets that are on the one side. They have one open. I said, well, that definitely is not right.
That's one thing that they're doing if they shouldn't, because we've been up there before, and those empty lockers, the doors are open on them.
Right.
So anybody that walks down that hallway can go into an empty locker and access something.
Anyhow, Dennis and I are going to go back. I don't know if it'll be this week or we'll go next week and look at some of the stuff that I've been thinking about might not be there. They didn't get into any of the pack stuff. I mean, they didn't get into any of the big boxes.
They didn't take any printers or nothing like that.
No, they didn't take any printers. They didn't take the old IMAX or anything. But they had the one in the center, and then I remember they had that big open space on the right side. So I'm thinking they also got into the storage area that's locked, that somebody's occupied on the other side by going through our side.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I talked to this Christopher Mitch. He's the president of the U-Haul Association here locally, and I gave him a few pieces of my mind. First off, the gate stays open too long.
Yeah, the gate stays open too long.
Yeah,
I say we drop them and go somewhere else.
Yeah. Then I also told him that door, the access door to that building, needs to have a combination lock that the occupiers use, and they need to do something about that freaking damn roof. If they're not, then they need to lock up all those unoccupied storage bins or storage areas upstairs.
That's stupid.
Well, ACMAC self-storage has a code to get into the door, and it has a code to get to the elevator to get to the floor that you need to. You have to be renting one on that floor for the elevator to go to that floor.
There's two places. There's Acclimac, and then there's the one that they just opened up on Timberland Lane.
That was my recommendation. When our our lease is up, or our term is up at the end of July. So I would like to scope out some other places and probably see if I can talk to this guy maybe about getting a partial refund if we do move that early. But he's probably going to say no because it'll end up being a month. But
yeah, Acomax self-storage, though, doesn't have a gate that you have to access. It just has the code that you put in to get in the door and the code, the same code to get to the right floor on the elevator.
Yeah, but you don't need a gate. You know, they don't have any outside storage. That's why they had to.
Yeah, I mean, as long as you're only bringing stuff down in, like, one trip, you know, nothing's going to walk off.
How big are the units over there?
They had 5x10s, just like you guys have it at the other place, the U-Haul place.
Do they have 10x10?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, they... We're going to go. If, does anybody have any objections to Dennis and I checking these places out?
Mm-mm.
All right. Then we're gonna do that. I didn't get a call back from Christopher like he promised, so I'm not too happy about it. But we're gonna go check it out and see what's. There isn't a whole lot over there other than papers anyhow. Just some other boxes, but it's getting crowded in the 5x5x10, so we really need to go to a 10x10.
You do have to buy your own lock.
What's that? Well, we get. Do they have the ones like we've got now, or are you talking about?
It's like a...
Yeah, we got that now. Those are like ours.
I don't know what it's called.
Yeah, it goes in a hole.
Yeah, it goes in a hole.
Yeah, and you got some... Something looks like a vending machine key.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've got that already. We can just take that with us because we bought that when we've got that block. So it should fit. Any objections? All right. Then we'll work on that too. All right. So we're going to work on the same. All right. Anything else in new business?
I had where I called LG&E about LED lights for not just my area but for the whole city, and it would end up costing the city or any area more money to have them switch them out as opposed to LG&E doing it when it needs to be done. And it could be well, first of all, it's $4.26 more for each light, for LED light.
Why is it more?
No, it's $4.62. I don't know. Call LG&E. This, it's their prices that they get. Or you can pay a one-time fee to switch out the light for $2.60. And it looks like the coach light that we have, the Colonial, is one of the cheaper shades anyhow. But to switch the shade and to switch to LED on our own, it would be $260 plus the $462 additional for the LED light a month per light.
But the $260 is a one-time deal.
Yes, the $260.
Well, I don't understand why they're charging more for an LED light that doesn't burn half the electricity than a regular one is. This is freaking dang.
They can.
Yeah, basically.
It's too big. Yeah. $12,000 for a...
I'm telling you what.
Yeah, so... But as far
time
as...
Time to take
if,
over.
If they switch the lights out... As the bulbs go out, which I requested when I spoke to their rep, Kathy Cash, there's no fee.
Yeah.
But if we do it on our own,
but then
no
fee. But then when
it's still $4 a month once they switch it?
Yeah.
Interesting.
So, well, the LED lights are more for some reason a month.
I mean,
can they be?
They cost
as much electricity.
They cost more to buy, I guess.
No,
and they last
much longer,
but they must be passing the cost.
I mean, they either do it or you don't.
Well, we just have to call over to the public.
I mean, that's one way, Kate, that I'm thinking, how can we make our area less desirable for these type of people to come in?
Yeah.
So, and it would be to light it up.
Yeah, for sure.
Did you happen to ask her how much it would cost to put new lights in?
You got to pay the conversion fee.
No, I'm not talking about new lights in. I'm talking about putting new lights
in.
Additional ones. Thank you, Deb.
No, I didn't.
That's really...
Yeah, I didn't ask.
You had it a couple of years ago.
Right? Oh, we had it seven. Oh,
yeah. This conversation was about switching out the bulbs to LED. So.
Well, I'm still looking at putting in new lamps.
Yeah, some of those streets are even though like Queen Anne's or Lunenburg Court that's got one at the end. Until you get to that light, I mean, it's dark.
Yeah. Yeah, we tried to have another light on that street, but the property owner never responded to our letters.
Nice.
They have to give right away. They have to give easement right away.
These two have trees that block light.
Yeah, and we get trees blocking lights. So the part that I would like to see is North Thumplin. All the lights are on as you're going towards the flagpole, but all on the left.
Right.
Okay. I would like to see lampposts put in angled. In other words,
staggered yeah,
to where they're even between each one of the lights they currently have.
Yeah.
And that would offset a lot of that darkness on Northumberland. And also, I haven't really paid attention to Lunenburg and Halifax.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple dark spots, I think. But the old bulbs are such poor quality compared to, we had a new LED light put or replaced in our neighborhood, and the quality of, you know, visual, it's so clear with the LED, and with the old bulb, it's grainy and dark.
That's what you need to do. I mean, you have seen the lighting at sports venues and stuff like that. I mean, it's incredible. So that's one of the solutions to combat crime. I mean.
Yeah.
I encourage
my neighbors light up
new poles with more efficient lights.
Right, because we need it. When you go down Northumberland, like I said, there's so much distance between them. Plus, we've got trees. When it's summertime, it blocks out the light. So
you need to replace all the existing lights with those more efficient lights.
Yeah, that's what I was asking them to do, but it would cost us a fortune.
Yeah,
to do that. So.
What's the fortune?
Do they have to go out naturally, or can they be...
Short wiring over there or something.
I have a cousin who owned a place in Bullbank. Took a bunch of gatekeepers down there 23 years ago, and they're drinking and eating. They come out and they pull off their left and they shoot on the side. You have a hard time explaining that. Hoppy's Bar.
I know that bar.
Do you have been to Hoppy's?
Yes, that is actually a relative, a second cousin.
You're kidding.
No.
I've been there so many times.
Yes.
You know, you're the old flag there.
Yeah.
Kentucky flag.
Yeah.
So you get up there often?
No. I would go, it's my uncle's deceased wife's family. It's
a beautiful lake, isn't it?
That's so
small. Fish fries on Friday night.
Yeah. No, it's been years. Ever since she passed away, we haven't
tried.
Two
cousins have homes up there.
Really?
It's
like
nice.
Three or four times. We've talked about that amount. Thank you.
Well,
that's the only thing I know to do.
We're still going to investigate putting new lights on Northumberland and looking at Lunenburg and Halifax, because those are the other two main drags. Big Run's set up pretty good.
There's just a couple of streets that have got some turns, but it's dark.
Dickerson.
Yeah, and
I think those residents would be screaming for
you know, of course, then again, you know,
if they screen as soon as the light goes in front.
Well, yeah,
we have one in the front in the yard here.
Yeah, with the LED, I can't imagine it being right at the front of your house.
You know, you can get a panel to put on that back side.
Oh, that would be nice. Yeah, it really does. The one at Luray, it really does shine like right in my front window. So,
there's
yeah,
a panel
if you could put a panel on the back side, that would be kind of nice.
Yeah, thank you.
A panel of the...
It's a block panel. It's a panel that goes on the light post or on the light to block out.
You might want to call them and ask them to do it yourself, Crystal, because you're the homeowner right there.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't know such a thing.
We had a nest in ours.
Oh, really?
Okay.
And it blocked out.
Is there any other new business? All right. Commissioner's report. Commissioner Adams, go ahead. I'm going to take you in alphabetical order.
He's over with you. We'll pick you next. Okay. All right. This is April 20th through May 17th. I'll participate in the radio checks with Commissioner Metcalf and everyone tonight, May 17th. There are no citizen inquiries via phone or email this month. I drove the roads of the city of Worthington Hills to check for cracks and potholes. I haven't heard anything from Robinson Pipe Cleaning regarding them performing the work at 4610 Lunenburg Drive, the whole MSD thing.
They marked it again.
So I haven't heard anything. They haven't contacted me or anything on that to do that work yet.
When I talked to that guy, he said it's going to be like 4, 5, 6 weeks.
Okay. And then kind of as we talked about earlier, I called Safety Co. and asked them to replace the sign at Middlesex and Northumberland. Asked them to save the small signpost. Also requested they move the street sign for Northumberland and Chesterfield Drive to the other side of Chesterfield Drive. Finally, I requested they install the short signpost left over from Middlesex and Northumberland and install it at Northumberland and Chesterfield Drive and attach our speed limit transponder to it. And then, as I said, they emailed me earlier today. I checked status with them to see if they would come out and do that this week or next, and they said that they do not provide maintenance or relocation of existing signs. So we're going to go ahead and not do anything with that, and we'll just handle that internally.
Commissioner Hall.
Property maintenance report. 5-5 received emails that homeowner of 4313 RY Court has not mowed the grass. They were turned into Metro 311. 510 received a call from a homeowner that owns 4018 Northumberland. He also had high grass. He called to report that he was sorry the grass hadn't been mowed due to being in the hospital. He said he would mow it on the following Thursday, and he did. The primary property was mowed 423, 429, 56, and 513. The secondary property, 422, 429, 59, and 513. In the general cleanup, I moved a dump truck load of free mulch to the wooded area behind 12001 Luray Court. 424, trigger weeds to the ditch lines, the clean ends, the rust buffer, cleaned out the debris in the culvert, trimmed weeds in the ditch, in the holding pond behind Lindenburg and Queen Anne's, trimmed weeds along the fence lines behind Lindenburg, Rustburg, Queen Anne's, Mifflinburg, Dickerson, Luray Courts, trimmed weeds around the trees and ditch in a large green space, trimmed weeds around the, blue dirt. There's a still amount of dirt over there. I moved the dirt and into some low spots and put down grass seed and straw. 430, trimmed weeds in a large ditch line in Lunenburg Holding Pond. Trimmed weeds on fence line between Luray and Mifflinburg. 515, cleaned up all small tree debris from cherry tree removal. Stacked large rounds in preparation for splitting and planted grass seed where that stuff was at. 530, planted free lilies, irises, and hostas behind 12001 Luray in the new mulch. 5-5, tree and stump removal was finished, so the balance for the locust trees and cherry tree removal will be coming on this next invoice. 5-4-25, cleaned up, kind of duplication. So basically, there's two different things here. He removed the trees, and then he came back and removed the stumps. So on 425, he removed the trees, and 55, he removed the stumps. On 54, the first annual weed control was conducted by weed men on the islands, Boynton and the Flagpole.
Well done.
All right, thank you. Commissioner Mulpin.
Please. Okay. 422, I spoke with Kathy Cash with LG&E about the LED lights, and she emailed me the info. May 1st, I drove the city for a street light check. May 3rd, I got an email from Christopher Pierce with Rumpke about a box of trash at 4120 Shelley Place with a picture attached that his driver had sent. And the resident was doing some remodeling, and the trash had already been removed within the one or two days. So it was gone. 59, I received a voicemail from a resident at 4519 Pulaski Court. He said his yard waste was not picked up, and that he would like it to be picked up before the following Thursday because he didn't have anywhere to put his grass clippings. On 510, I called the resident at 4519 Pulaski. I left him a voicemail, told him that I was emailing Rumpke and I would get back with him. I emailed Chris Pierce with Rumpke, and he said that he would check into the yard waste pickup and get back to me. 511, he emailed stating that the route supervisor said that they will try and pick it up, couldn't give a time frame, and that they were short two drivers that week. On 511, I called the resident back at 4519 Pulaski. He left a voicemail asking to leave his yard waste on his drive for them to pick up if they made it sometime in that time frame. On 514, I received an email from the resident, a resident at 11908 Halifax, saying that he and his neighbor did not get their yard waste picked up. My own was not picked up. So on 516, because that was a Friday, on Monday I emailed Chris with Rumpke telling him that our yard waste was not picked up again on Friday. He mailed back stating he would check into it as of today. I didn't have a response. 516, I drove the city, found a street light out at 11923 Tazewell, and reported it to LG&E today. Read the emails, and we'll do the radio check after I run to the store.
Don't forget.
Susan, Steve and I are sitting with Wanda from any time next week to work contract for the new waste pickup.
Yeah.
So I just want to let you know that.
Okay.
We should have the contract ready for the next city meeting.
You're welcome to participate.
She works for me.
Yeah, I work during the day.
Will they provide yard waste cans on new people?
Huh?
Do the new people provide yard waste cans?
No.
No?
Just recycling and trash.
So can we not put out yard waste?
No, you can put out. No, they don't pick up garbage.
Well, yes, if it was in a trash can, they would pick it up, even though it's not in the yard waste bags, if it wasn't.
Yeah.
It was cut relatively.
Yeah, if you're using yard waste.
So we will have yard waste pickup. Yeah, they just don't provide a can to put it in.
Right.
Okay, thanks.
Right.
So I just want to let the bags and it like trash.
It's just like it is right now. Okay. They don't take it in plastic bags. It has to be a yard waste
more
bag.
Than 50 pounds. It weighs 50 pounds or less. Your yard waste, they'll pick it up.
Yeah.
Now, what about like this guy that's just dumping his grass, his bag, into a garbage can? I'm assuming that's what he's doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, they take that.
And any time well.
Yeah.
That's what she said, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'll make sure. I'll make sure that okay, Commissioner McCaff.
Okay. Drove the city on multiple occasions, went to the post office with Mayor Stone each Friday, answered 3 emails, answered 4 phone calls, issued parking passes for 4 locations. Mayor Stone and I went to Dan Small's office on 1 occasion. Mayor Stone and I went to the City of Warrington Hills storage shed on Friday, 5/13/22, and upon entering, discovered it had been breached and one of our extra emergency backpacks had been stolen, apparently. When we will conduct rail checks tonight at 5/17/22 after the city meeting on Channel 2.
Did they empty the contents out of the backpack?
The one that was, we had two of them in sitting side by side in one of the plastic bins, and then we have one laying on top. That's what I immediately noticed once I realized there was something not right. I'm like, we had 3 of those emergency packs over here.
They took all 3?
No,
just one. So it was one person.
But they had gotten into the second one. They had gotten into another one because it was unzipped.
Would they take it?
No, they just saw the contents.
They're full of tools. They don't want that stuff.
Right.
That doesn't want to work.
They just wanted something to haul everything out with.
Yeah.
And when I talked to Christopher that afternoon, I told him to be looking for a green backpack in the video. Mm-hmm. I said it stands out. It's a lime green and it's got the fluorescent stripe on it.
We put the backpack on and walk out with it.
Yeah. Okay. If there's nothing else, do I hear a motion to adjourn the meeting?
Take a motion to dismiss.
All right. Thank you, Commissioner Hall. Do I hear a second?
I second.
Thank you, Commissioner Muffin. We all had a great evening.